Hi, my name's Drew. That's Drew, as in I drew a picture, or Drew Barrymore. I was born in April 25th in 1950 over in Greenfield, Massachusetts, near a little town called Gill. But this story really starts before then. In the 40s, my great aunt and uncle vacationed in the Lakes region, fishing and the like, and they were so enamored of the area that in the late 40s or early 50s, they bought a cabin colony on the Weirs Boulevard called Golden Gate, of all things. They had many people coming there, and in those days, they would come for at least a week, sometimes a whole month of the summer, for their regulars. I was able to start vacationing there from Massachusetts when I was about six. I don't know whether the parents wanted to get rid of me for the summer, but I greatly enjoyed coming up there and visiting with them and learning all about the lake. I learned how to clean hornpout from the bottom of Paugus Bay, and managed also to abide by the rule that my great aunt had, which was, I don't care where you go or what you do, as long as you tell me you're doing it. And that allowed me to do just about anything I wanted to along the Weirs Boulevard or wherever. Things got really interesting when my second cousins, teenagers, came by with their boats and water skiing and all of that. Great fun as I tagged along with these older cousins. We got to go to the Weirs. We got to participate in Bike Week, as it were, and also have just a general good time in the summers for a little kid. We also came here in the winters to the Belknap County Recreation Area, as it was called then. I can remember distinctly my first large area skiing experience being on the single chair there, which you had to wait for it to go by and get going and pick you up. In fact, I think they even stopped it occasionally for little ones like me. Or the T-bar, which had such a strong hydraulics on it that it would pick me right up off the ground and I'd spin around like a chairlift all the way to the top of the Tiger Trail. But the fun part was we always managed our long ski days of first chair, last chair, to have the last chair be up to the top of the Trimy Trail, which was also the entrance to the Fletcher Hale, the toughest trail on the mountain, which of course we were really ready to do at the end of the day. We'd off like that. Whoever the lucky one was, they got to drive the car down to the base of it so that we could leave without having to get back to the main area. Subsequent to those teenage years, when I got big enough to actually do some real work, I got to work for my uncle as a mason tender, doing masonry work all over the Lakes region. We managed to do everything from foundations up through the buildings, any kind of brickwork or whatnot, to the final finish plastering before the paint. This instilled in me a kind of interest in architecture and engineering and the like, which I pursued over the years. We also got to do work out on the lake because he had bought a old Johnson Laker, the displacement boat. He modified it so that we could take masonry materials like cement blocks out to the various islands to take in and do masonry work out there as well. Two funny stories on that. Everybody in the Lakes region knows, helped us on some of those, and I always admired the fact that he could carry three 12-inch blocks, one under each arm, or three on one side and three on the other, from where we were loading to put them in the boat. It's really pretty amazing. The other thing about this Laker is that they modified it from a four-cylinder gray to a six-cylinder. It was able to go fast enough, even with a displacement hull, to allow me to water ski behind it, which was pretty fun and fascinating to do. Many good stories about that Laker over the years. It was called the Suits Us. Went on to college, MIT, motorcycles. I wonder where that interest came from. I can remember commuting from Boston to Laconia to work it, and on my Ducati 250 Desmo Drive. And the fun part with that was it had a conical loud pipe and a soft pipe, so I'd immediately use the soft pipe in town in Boston and take it off and put on the loud pipe to drive to New Hampshire with it, so not the greatest. There's a lot of years and stuff intervening there, which I won't get into, but basically I went on to a career in renewable energy engineering. I returned to the Lakes region when I inherited slash bought the lake house that my uncle had bought as a camp and modified over on Varney Point. I'm proud to say that I once lived in a house that's now worth over $1 million, but it ain't mine. We got smart and moved to downtown Laconia, a couple houses from the lake actually, and are happily living there now in our retirement. We've done a number of things in the years. I also got a pilot's license, learned to fly. My wife said, "Why don't you learn to fly?" She's regretted that ever since. But I also, when you have three planes, which you have to have because one's always in the shop, somebody else borrowed the second one, so you need a third one if you want to go somewhere. One story from that is with Al Emerson of Emerson Aviation. I can remember renewing my night currency with him in the airplane, and at the end of it, after he'd said, "Oh, that's good enough," we managed to taxi the little Cessna 150 into the second story of the barn and turn it around in the barn running. So that was an exciting sort of experience. Al unfortunately died in a training run in a Twinbee. In any case, as I mentioned, I'm now retired in downtown Laconia. Major reason being that the library is here. It's always a nice service, although I wish we were still Guilford residents so we could take out books over there. Main lesson is to live near the lake, not on the lake, if you want to be able to survive and do it for a long time. A couple of side things that I never knew as I was growing up is that Winnisquam is 5 degrees warmer than Winnipesaukee because it's at the outlet of Winnipesaukee and it keeps warming up as you go downriver. That's a great thing because it increases the swimming season from about 2 weeks to maybe closer to 6 weeks. That's especially true when your goal is that you don't go swimming unless the temperature is above your age. So, in any case, I've converted two buildings, one here and one in Florida, where we spend the winters, to solar. They produce more energy than they use, even including for the energy for the electric vehicles, which are fully charged by the sun. Another sort of just side thing is environmentally, we live on a street where at the end, there's a little puddle area before the lake. And essentially it serves as a retention basin for overflow water going into the lake so that the nutrients don't go directly into the lake. They're doing a project next door in Gale Avenue, costing them thousands and thousands of dollars to do, to accomplish the same thing that a few puddles created by the trash trucks have done for us. Anyway, that's a summary of it, basically. There's other items or things that I should add, you'll let me know.
Mm-hmm. Did you find any difficulties during COVID in all your adventures?
Yeah, COVID. Once it was over, we got it. about 2 months ago now. The interesting thing, I guess, from that standpoint is, of course, in February of 2020, was it? We were in Florida, of course. And so one of the issues that came up was, well, we're going back in April to New Hampshire, come hell or high water. So what's it going to be like traveling? And in this case, we were flying home. And the concern was, well, they're talking about, you know, rest stops on the highway for the truckers not having toilet paper. I'm thinking, this is going to be fun, flying home, and what services will we have, etc., for the two or three stops we would make. And basically, everything was fine, worked just as well as before. It would have been nice had they understood that it's a respiratory disease and that masks do help, and that you don't need to wash your groceries. So that was essentially the COVID thing. And by staying up to date on everything else, vaccinations and whatnot, we managed to avoid having it or getting seriously sick. Although the most recent fun and games has been that, well, hey, I'm over 65, so I should get Paxlovid if I get COVID. My doctor said yes. My wife's doctor said no. same guidance. Who knows? It's always like that. But yeah, COVID, it's still affecting me and I think the entire nation. It's not the fun thing that the Chinese have done for us. But anyways, other questions?
No, that should do.
Okay, sorry to end on a health note, but
no, that's perfect. Thank you.
That's a story.